something to do. I wish there was some way that I could make you understand that I swear I love you. But I swear, baby, you just don't leave me much choice. You know it's been said, absence makes the heart grow fonder. But leaving me out here all alone, like this here, I'd like to let you know this here that, believe me, too much absence gonna make the man wonder.
Oh, it's real hard. It's so hard, babe.
So hard. So hard for me to do. Especially when there's so many pretty girls. They're out there looking at you. I'm trying to keep my mind on you. Girl, I love you, can't you see? You're everything, girl. You're everything to me. Girl, you're everything.
Harold Melvin.
Out there looking at you.
And the Blue Notes.
I'm trying to keep my mind on you.
Welcome to another African Rhythms. We got a full show tonight, right through till 9 o'clock. And we're going to start out with some non-album tracks. My name is David Love Jones, and welcome back, Mike Ingram.
Good evening, David. How y'all doing out there in Vancouver?
Great track. We love that record, To Be True. Harold Melvin.
Well, when you start rapping like that, like Harold Melvin did, if you hear baby more than three times in a sentence, he's lying. But since we only heard it once, it was all right.
Yeah. Well, there's a few records, especially in that heyday, early 70s of soul music. The albums were so strong that certainly some of the tracks have got forgotten. You know.
Well, a lot of times it's, again, we have this whole business of people in boardrooms that don't maybe know as much about music as they should, picking songs out that'll say, well, this will work and this will work and this will work. But if the songs that are picked don't do well, it hurts the album overall. And a lot of times the music that would be stuff that, you know, maybe a mass audience or other folks really enjoy, don't get noticed unless they do buy the album. And that can also cause a bad effect, because if that one that they pick out doesn't sell,
yeah,
you don't get to hear what's on the other, or what's, you know, what else is available on that album. And that's the hurting part about it. That's what's caused a lot of A&R people to lose jobs and decide the fate of groups without them having a chance to really show what they can do.
Bad choices picking for singles. I mean, there's been some mighty fine soul music available on the 45 RPM 7-inch single, but many tracks were forgotten, such as from the mid-70s, a very consistent guy, Bunny Siegler.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Talk and Beautiful Voices, and the first track, Bunny Siegler, and that was a very fine Philly moment, as was the first song we heard. It was Philly International, Harold Melvin, but that was on Minute Records, a pretty obscure label, I believe, out of New York City.
Yeah, it was a small New York label, and the Players were popular in the early, late 60s when they came out with the song He'll Be Back. They did a follow-up to it called I'm Glad You Waited, which was Soulja Boy coming home and all of that. And,
reunion
and stuff. But Bunny Siegler, a very unsung person, very talented. He had to be compensated fairly well by Philly International to just concentrate on producing other people's stuff.
He was a great songwriter.
Yes, he was. Very great songwriter and a very competent musician and singer.
Well, it's hard to get sick of a voice that shines with that kind of beauty. Just a very pure, beautiful voice to listen to, really, especially on the ballads.
Purely on the ballads. Bunny Siegler is a great individual and a very... When he passes away, God forbid, but when he does go, when people realize the amount of material he's turned out and how many acts he's made successful, Bunny Siegler will probably get one of those unsung Grammy-type deals when it's all said and done at the end of his career.
If there's any justice, my friend.
If there's any justice. Yeah.
Well, another thing, we're talking about album tracks, especially the soul music from the 70s. The live albums were getting to be a pretty big deal by the mid-70s.
Smart record company execs were taking advantage of the fact that during the 70s, bands were in their heyday. You were able to carry a large complement of people, horns, rhythm section, the whole nine, and if you were able to have the budget to do it right, you could create some spectacles like the band we're about to hear.
One of the biggest for this kind of live thing, they had it going on. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Just for Baby, I swear I never meant to care.
from the Looking Back album. His name is Jesse James, and what a talent.
Well, brother, some outlaw soul coming up from Mr. Jesse James, but a good example of high-end and low-end music from that era. The fact that Earth, Wind & Fire had a budget so that when they went on tour...
Unlimited budget.
Unlimited. It was just like watching the Stones or the Beatles.
They were number one,
or
really.
Anybody else there. They had that kind of clout where they could put on exactly what they wanted to do, say what they wanted to say musically, and give the buying audience all the frills and bells and whistles that they could possibly want. Then you have someone like Jesse James, who
West Coast,
but definitely working on a serious budget, if you know what I'm saying.
Isolated.
Yes, indeed. Isolated, didn't have the opportunity to get the major exposure, but because his stuff was just as much quality as Earth, Wind & Fire, Jesse's getting paid today because folks appreciate what he's doing across the water.
Well, thankfully for Hypnotized, which is the title of her album, and also the title of her hit single, but thankfully for the hit single, Linda Jones did get paid in her short yet tragic life. But not surprising that an album like Hypnotized would have so many quality tracks. Linda, you know, she's a favorite around these parts.
Well, yes, she is, and it's always amazing the fact that she would have so much material on an album and for years not have it go noticed by people here in the States, and then all of a sudden you find from all the buying sheets and stuff about how much an album is worth, how much this piece of work is. This was definitely done with a lot of love, and Linda Jones always gave it her all when she was behind the microphone, whether it was live or in the studio.
Yeah, well, he could have released lots of singles off that Hypnotized album. Got to vote that as one of the most consistent soul records of all time.
Yeah, and from top to bottom, every cut on that was a bomb, frankly, straight up bomb. When you have somebody like that who can sing, it's like, you don't care, she can sing anything, just sing, please. You
know? Please, Linda. Just give us the goods. You make us happy. Yep, Linda Jones, they don't come much more heavyweight than the power and the beauty of this woman's voice.
I do believe that some of you out there have had heartaches and pain of some kind, at least with the one you love. If you have, I want you to raise your hand and say with me just one time. I just want you to say with me one time. Now, mercy! From love to you, and I just want you to have.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio Vancouver.
My short at the tap. We can't go on living in the past, cause the world isn't moving kind of fast. Just make sure you know where you're going. Keep in mind where you've been. And whatever you do, to yourself you'll be true. And keep a lot of faith within. Just remember, time brings on a change. Time brings on a change. I don't. Time brings on a change. Brings on a change. Used to be a time, brother, when you couldn't call me black. That was according to the way we were made to be act. But now black and beautiful, together I heard. And that just goes to show you just couldn't see how the mass could live in equality. But the day will arrive if we continue to strive, and we'll all sing in sweet harmony. Everybody brings on a change. It's time brings on a change.
That's Leroy Hudson. Before that, Inner City Blues, Sarah Vaughan. Some great examples of album tracks that get overlooked. Certainly there are many, as we've been saying, for that mid-70s period especially, Mike. I think it was a quality time.
I think it was a quality time because there was an explosion of opportunities for groups. And with that, you also have to have people who are up on the music, who are aware and can see ahead. And for a lot of the record companies, you had one or two people there that really maybe had some foresight, like Clive Davis at Arista Records, and maybe two or three other people who saw the big picture and saw talent in groups like Earth, Wind & Fire and smaller groups in other cities and stuff like Leroy Hudson with the Chicago Sound and other performers whose basic premise was just to have an opportunity to play. And a lot of times the A&R people forget about it's more than just playing. Bands have to play in order to get paid.
Mm.
And if you don't pick out the right material for them, they're trapped. So you are pretty much putting the kiss of death on a band if you don't know enough about their music,
yeah,
to let somebody know what's good and what's bad.
Well, obviously, there was a lot of good decision-making and mm-hmm. getting good songwriters together with some of these great groups we're playing and the material getting on the albums. But the next step for it actually getting heard, I mean, there was stations playing album tracks, right?
Oh, there were. That was the thing of the 70s. There were stations that were going beyond playing the 3-minute 45 or album cuts and stuff that were within that time frame and going beyond that. I mean, Reasons was a perfect example of that. Reasons in the original cut was about 3.5-4 minutes, but yeah. The album version's like 7.5-8 minutes long.
But it doesn't get boring. They've done something more interesting with it.
Exactly. So you were able to stretch your idea out beyond the accepted 3-minute time frame, and it allowed for stations to open their formats and keep the thing, as far as spreading out the information and getting more of a musical sense of what a band is about, by letting them do longer songs, by letting them do songs that were more instrumental oriented as opposed to just something that had a little catchy hook and then you just go on and you end the song. So that was important.
For real. All right, but let's carry on with something from Curtum Records, The Natural Four. They put out their first record in the late 60s on ABC. Didn't get a lot of attention, although highly revered these days, as is this next record, their first Curtum album.
I've always been the kind of guy who could handle almost anything. I've had money and cars, expensive girls and bars, and I've always had my own song to sing. Oh, but you came along, changed the sound of my song, and I've never ever felt like this before. Me, can this be real? This love is here in my heart for you, baby. Oh, can it really be true? You changed my life so suddenly. I don't know if this is me or not, but I like the new. Identity. So don't you ever let the feeling stop. Sometimes I try to resist you, girl. Oh, but that would just take more than I've got. Tell me, can this be real?
This love I
feel for you, baby.
Woo!
Radio CITR 101.9 FM on your dial. The show is African Rhythms. One of the finest tracks I think we've ever brought to you, right there. I have to say, Lou Courtney.
Beauty and simplicity, a beautiful, simple groove, wonderful arrangement, not a lot of fanfare to everything, just a straight ahead. Wicked groove. I mean, Lou Courtney was a pop singer and then all of a sudden got large over the other side of the water. But that's the beauty about stuff like this.
Credit to people to work so hard to find obscure records like that and celebrate and enjoy them.
Yeah, but you know, a little note about Lou Courtney. He was recording on Epic at the time that came out. And he is an example, unfortunately, of how A&R people don't pay attention to talent. Lou Courtney and Patti LaBelle, when they were in their LaBelle incarnation, were recording for Epic at around the same time. And the A&R people decided that certain acts were not going to go very far, so they just pushed a lot of them to the side. And that included Lou Courtney, and it also included LaBelle, who happened to be one of the best live acts at that time.
Well, it's quite amusing now that her live version of Moon Shadow and that album is the one people are looking for, because it's hard to find.
Exactly.
And if it had been on Epic, then
exactly.
Might have been a little
easier. Any record exec worth their salt would have known a long time ago to have Patti LaBelle and LaBelle record a live album, and it was never done, and that's probably one of the biggest tragedies along with Marvin Gaye not getting a Grammy for what's going on as far as people not really understanding music.
Well, how about this next artist? We've discussed, played him before on Stax Records, William Bell. I mean, someone who had a whole bunch of great tunes on his albums. All right, let's check this one out now.
Like a stream to the bay. She's bright as the night in the daylight. She's a dream.
She's a dream.
That's Mallory. She moves with the rhyme of her name. She blooms like a rose on a song. She's a doll.
She's a doll.
That's Mallory.
Mallory.
Mallory. Mallory. She's gold in my eyes. She first flies. She walks in my dream as a star. Something to see on a cool summer day in L.A.
In L.A.
That's Mallory.
Mallory.
Mallory. She's gold in my eyes. She first bites. She walks in my dream
Love all that scatting. How about some big band soul and amazingly Mike on Philly International showing the versatility and the jazziness underlying of the label?
Indeed. Well, Philly International ruled the 70s because they had from top to bottom every facet of recording and music production was done to the nth degree. It was top-notch stuff, whether it was putting a string arrangement together, putting a vocal arrangement together. Philly International, they spared no expense, and they had the expertise in every level of the process in making a project work. So it didn't matter whether you were Billy Paul, Teddy Pendergrass, MFSB. It was always done with excellence as job one. And it's an indication because even now people are still gaga over anything that comes out of Philly International.
Yeah, well, another giant of that time. Interestingly, starting with the giant Motown, but then going to a smaller label, the Isley Brothers. T-Neck, don't know much about that label.
Well, Isley's, that was their idea. They wanted to set up their own shop because they wanted to do their own music.
Credit to them.
Exactly, but you know, when you had a label like Motown, sometimes you had acts that didn't get the attention that they felt was needed for them to get their sound across. And in that time frame from the late 60s to the early 70s, the Isleys were experimenting with a lot of different things. They were doing covers from people like Stephen Stills and Todd Rundgren and whatnot, and they were making them funky and souling them up, and their own spin on things made it very successful for them.
No doubt. No doubt.
You got the love the one you with. You got the love the one you with, yeah. been treating you with a lemon.
Love the one you
gotta love.
Love the one you
gotta
love.
Love the one you gotta
love.
Love the one you
gotta
love.
Love the one you
gotta
love.
Love the one you
wish.
Love the one you
gotta
love.
Love the one you wish.
Just don't know what to do, 'cause I love you, darling. Oh, when I look into your eyes, I know my love will never die for you, girl.
For you, girl.
Tell me, love you very dear. I'm so glad that you're right here.
cause I don't wanna.
All I'm asking, baby, 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 give me a minute. Respect, hey, 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 to lay my love in honey. All I ask for you to do is to give me my good lovers. Baby, 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 give me my respect.
Some Tripped Out album tracks, Rotary Connection, featuring Minnie Riperton. Nice stuff.
Nice stuff. You get a chance to hear Minnie. It's always good. And it's funny how during those early Rotary Connection tracks of hers that you never had a chance to really hear her stretch out vocally. Like, she's just playing right there, you know. I mean, the Minnie that we eventually got to
Loving
hear.
Loving You and that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. And all of that stuff. That's just the beginning. And a long way from her beginnings in Chicago when she sang with the Gems at age 13.
Yeah, that's nice stuff. And the Independents, another New York group?
Another New York group, brother. Hey, New York was cranking out some stuff. Unfortunately, though, New York, like the West Coast, the scene in New York wasn't conducive to independent bands and producers and whatnot really flourishing. Because there are a lot of New York groups, but unfortunately, there's not a New York sound. Just like we were talking about with L.A. and San Francisco, you know, in their case, was always things were so spread out. But in New York, it was just so competitive that you didn't have one arena where you could say, you know, all these groups come from New York, and there's that pride that there was, like with Motown and with the Memphis sound and stuff like that. There wasn't a New York sound because it was just
some New York labels like Invictus. Are they from New York?
Invictus, yeah. Wand.
Minute.
Oh, man. There are so many smaller ones. Roulette. A lot of small labels that were
lesser-knowns.
That were doing a lot of work and helping people to become successful in the business.
Close by in New Jersey, there was Stang and...
Stang, old Sylvia Robinson. We pick on Sylvia for the production stuff, but Sylvia was doing some good work. She was getting a lot of work out there for some talented people. So
yeah,
we really
okay, well, let's enlighten these folks with another great unknown, Karen Jones on African Rhythms.
Girl, you got something on your mind, and there's something you want me to know. Tell me, tell me, tell me, talk to me, talk to me. Can
like that. So
yeah,
really
a nice interaction between Eddie Levert and Karen. They really bring it to a nice, rousing climax.
Yeah, and a good indication of what compilations do for an artist and stuff. But the fact that it finally got on the compilation and people get to hear it helps Karen to get some exposure. So
yeah, credit to a European compilation, Blessed Blackness. A lot of them come out of the UK and some in Germany and Italy and other places, bringing back great music, obscure album tracks, 45s, obscure albums, etc.
Yes, got a handful of people across the water doing some good work, picking out stuff and sensing the potential in a song and an artist and letting people hear it. And, you know, that thing kind of snowballs. And we're glad that the people over here are taking this kind of interest in this kind of music.
No doubt. Let's get into a couple of Motown kind of territory now. Gladys Knight, one of our favorites. And it's not surprising that folks over in the UK would find some quality tracks on her original Motown albums. And right now, Mike, this is one of the biggest.
No one can love you more, my baby. No one can love you more, my sweet baby. No one can love you more than me. And still be human, it's an impossibility. Remember the night I left you asleep.
Coming up at the top of the hour is Skulls Hall Talk Radio, right at 9 o'clock with Brian.
Like what Gladys got to say, give us a holler at the request line, 822-CITR.
And that's almost it for an Africa Rhythms. Mike and Dave, back to 1997. I'm David Love Jones. I'll be back next week.
Taking your sweet time, handling your business right. You are riding on those bad checks. He can't cover. Slow down. Music from India, including popular music from the 1930s to the present.
Rhythms, India.
Alternating Sundays, 8 to 9 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Dressed in lingerie, were hanging from the ceiling on meat hooks. In an adjacent room, a man was in bed with two deceased females, also wearing lingerie. He positioned their arms in a sexy embrace. Down the hall, a man holding a chainsaw stood over the motionless body of a sixth woman, lying on a table covered in plastic. These are scenes from a popular music video by a Grammy Award-winning artist. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like entertainment? Join the conversation at hashtag NotOkay.